It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is 6-6-2019 live Thursday night show. This is the new setup. And, if you're listening, you're probably listening at www.gsradio.net. And you could be listening on Global Star 5. Listen live on Global Star 5 or www.gsradio.net/shows/hawk. That is also the new archive. Some people have already been listening on Global Star 5 over the years. But the archives are now at, for the Hawk Radio Show, www.gsradio.net/shows/hawk. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what. Omaha, Utah, you know, Juno, Gold, Sword. It's just incredible. Just incredible what went on that day. But you know what? I'll tell you what. Just an amazing confrontation of evil. But when you look into the Nazis and you still see them in terms of what's going on in the world, not with Trump, but with the Fourth Reich type people, the people that rose up and predominate in the Luciferian world. And like Brother Quayle talks about, if you haven't read or gotten Steve Quayle's book, Empire Beneath the Ice, and if you got that one and you got another book called Terminated, The End of Man is Here, and if you got another one, you know, or two, like the Weather Wars book, okay, or the Angel Wars book, and you just get Quayle's information, because Steve Quayle has been on it correctly all these years. He's also having an upcoming event up there in or down there in Branson, up there depending on where you're at. But this Branson thing is, you know, a Gen 6 event, a True Legends event, dealing with the alien question. Now, in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 1, now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the 4th month, in the 5th day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river of the Kabar, or the Chabar, that the heavens were open, and I saw visions of God. In the 5th day of the month, which was the 5th year of the king Joachim's captivity, the word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of Chaldeans by the river Chabar. The hand of the Lord was there upon him. And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it, out of the midst thereof as the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire. And also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man, and every one had four faces, and every one had four wings, and their feet were straight feet, and the sole of their feet was like the sole of a calf's foot, and they sparkled like the color of burnished brass. And they had the hands of a man under their wings on their four sides. And they four had their faces and the wings. Their wings were joined one to another, and they were turned not when they went. They went every one straight forward. And as for the likeness of their faces, they four had the faces of a man and the face of a lion, and on the right side. And they had four had the face of an ox on the left side. They four also had the face of an eagle, and thus were their faces, and their wings were stretched upward. Two wings of every one were joined one to another, and two covered their bodies. And they went every one straight forward whither the Spirit was to go, and they went, and they turned not when they went. As for the likenesses of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, like the appearance of lamps that went up and down among the living creatures. And the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning. And the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. Now as I beheld the creatures, behold, listen to this, one wheel upon the earth by the living creatures with his four faces. The appearance of the wheels and their work was like unto a color of a beryl. And they four had one likeness in their appearance, and their work was as if it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel. And when they went, a wheel in the middle of a wheel. Okay. That's very interesting, isn't it? And when they went upon their four sides, and they turned not when they went. As for their rings, they were so high that they were dreadful, and their rings were full of eyes round about them four. And when the living creatures went, the wheels went by them, and when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up. Whithersoever the spirit was to go, they went. Thither was their spirit to go, and the wheels were lifted up over against them, for the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. Now you just think about wheels within wheels, you see. Anyway, that's out of Ezekiel chapter 1. And I'll tell you, I sure would have liked to have known Ezekiel. But we can know him because we read what's in his book, and we also read about the Gog-Magog War. And it seems like Steve Quayle and I have been talking about that since about 2004 when we were on the radio. He brought me on as a guest. And I've been telling you, based upon all of that and then being recruited to strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus and then to secondarily warn the remnant, his remnant of those with ears to hear and eyes to see about what is to come. As best I can tell you, and what he would give to me to tell you, and then how you might prepare for it. But I'm going to say this. All of the things are pointing towards the end times, and we're already in the beginning of sorrows. If you doubt that not, then read what Lord Jesus has to say in the red letter edition in Matthew 24. These are the beginning of sorrows. And at the same time, it was the worst of times, and it's the best of times. Economically, many people are finally starting to work again and do a little better. At the same time, it's about ready to go bye-bye. And there is a possibility, you see, that President Trump will not win. Every one of the illegal aliens coming in, the migrants, okay, almost every one of them, if they go to California or one of these sanctuary cities or states, they're going to be voting. All of the people in jail are going to be voting in a lot of these places already, okay? And they say, oh, well, it won't happen that way, blah, 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 blah. But I'm going to tell you what, there's going to be vote rigging like you will not believe in this upcoming presidential election. And then here we have again, we have Mitch McConnell, old mushmouth Mitch. And man, I wish that Thornton Oil would quit giving him money. I wish Thornton Oil would quit giving him money. But I guess then he could still get it from his father-in-law, Chow, the big shipbuilder. And then it looks like, I don't know, but it looks like he is the big shipbuilder and or the big shipping magnet out of Taiwan. But at the same time, most of his vessels are made by the Red Chinese Military Shipbuilding Company. But now we're going to give billions, I'm hearing, going to give billions, sell billions of dollars worth of tanks. Billions of dollars worth of tanks to Taiwan. and also billions of dollars worth of apparently Raytheon and Lockheed missiles. Somewhere I had that story. Oh, there it is right there. Okay. There it is. So anyway, I was going to tell you about that. Okay, let me just tell you. Yeah, it's going to be basically the tanks are going to meet at BAID, I believe, in Lima, Ohio. And they've been going to be turning out 30 or 40 of them a month now instead of, here it is, Taiwan, $2 billion in sales, arms sales in the works. And apparently they're going to also buy some fighter jets, but I don't know what they're going to buy. I don't know if they're going to get F-35s or if they're going to get Hornets or F-15s, F-16s, what they're going to buy. I don't know. That's not in the current deal. But 108 General Dynamics M1A2 Abrams tanks worth about $2 billion. 409 Raytheon Company and Lockheed Martin Corp. made Javelin missiles worth as much as $129 million. 1,240 TOW anti-tank missiles worth as much as $299 million. 250 Stinger missiles worth as much as $223 million. China's very concerned about this, you see. Taiwan's then reply to China basically is, going forward, our government will continue to deepen the close security partnership between Taiwan and the United States, Taipei's foreign ministry told Reuters. Yeah, the Abrams tanks, the fact that they're going to make them in is Lima, Ohio. They only were making one tank coming out of the plant a month, said General Dynamics CEO Phoebe Novakovic. And now we'll be rolling out about 30 tanks a month by the end of this year. China's firmly opposed to any of these arms going to Taiwan. And you see, this is something that is being just another element of what's getting ready to happen. There are events that are marching towards a reckoning, you see. And it's guts poker. And we have a difference in what's going on, but at the same time, Mitch McConnell and the Republicans in the Senate are doing exactly what the House members did last year, taking the Koch brothers' money, that's K-O-C-H, but the Koch brothers don't like President Trump. What they want is some kind of a low-wage scenario, you see, free trading and all of that kind of a thing, and heavy dependence upon oil, natural gas, which one of the businesses they're in. And that's a good business to be in, and I'm glad they are, and I'm glad they produce a lot. You go out by Great Bend, and you go on south and east from there, and go down around Independence and those areas, and go on into Wichita and further on into Oklahoma, and you'll start to see what's going on. But when they give money, and they usually have 200 to 300 million, remember that last election in the House, they said they had about 200 million to give to the House members if they would not run on Trump's platform. Well, there you go. We had a rhino named Yoder in my district, Republican in name only, but he was a pretty good person and all that, and he was, been around a while and, you know, the whole nine yards. But the fact of the matter is, and this is district is, has been, more affluent, but it's an extremely affluent district in Kansas. when Sprint was hitting on all cylinders years ago, and there's about another 30,000 people working for Sprint here at big money, it was really something. They had some real high income zip codes, and the county was maybe one of the top 30 income per capita or family counties in the country. It's not in there now, but it used to be. But that district now is then now the province of a Democratic. Her mom was an Army officer at Leavenworth and other places. She's Native American, which there's nothing wrong with that. But she's a lesbian and an MMA fighter who also is a Harvard-trained lawyer. She's for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, came in to campaign with her and for her, all right? They love that kind of stuff. It's all about abortion. It's all about identity politics. It's all about that. And that in this district is really has nothing to do generally with the district. But you see, all that was because Yoder ran on, we're ballot. I tried to balance the budget. Balance the budget. You know? You can't balance the budget or the deficit, as that old guy years ago, the deficit. He was from Tennessee, and he was a good old boy, but he had that deficit word like Daffy Duck. I always used to laugh about that. But I like Tennessee, and I have no problem with the Tennessee accent at all, ever. But that guy's accent was weird. The deficit. I forget his name. But anyway, the total debt picture of the United States government is not $20 trillion. It's closer to $220 to $240 trillion. And that's according to Professor Lawrence Kotlikoff out of Boston. It was Reagan's favorite economist, Kotlikoff with a K. And no, he's not Russian. He's not. He's of Russian descent, but he's not Russian collusion. But this whole thing has gone way too far, but I think that we're about done. If Trump does not win, or if they lose the Senate, and maybe even lose more in the House, which they could, given the fixing of events that are going to start taking place. When you go out and you talk to millennials and you say, hey, we're going to pay off all of your college debt, all right? Millennial says, great, man, I got a ton of it. I got 40, 50, 60, maybe if they're a doctor, $250,000 worth of student debt. And they say, oh, you're going to pay for that? Great. The only problem is that, you see, that's going to cost trillions. And all the other promises, trillions. So then at that point of the game, I guess we should just bend over and let the red Chinese come in, which is what Biden wants to do. I heard the other night, it was just the greatest thing when I heard Rudy Giuliani say this to who was it? I believe it was Hannity. May have been Loring. No, it was Hannity. And he said, well, you know what? Biden on China, here's what his problem is. He took Air Force Two, and he took his son, and this is what Rudy Giuliani said. He took his son, who the Navy kicked out for being a drug addict, who has no clue about anything about high finance or about hedge funds, and he took him over on the plane, and the red Chinese gave him a $1.5 billion with the B dollar deal to set him up in this hedge fund bit. Prior to that, he had gotten approximately $500 million, apparently, from the big Ukrainian guy that then Biden went on to say that if the investigator of all of that didn't get fired within 4 to 5 hours, that he was going to withhold $1 billion of aid to Ukraine. Well, that guy got fired. So you see, this thing is just out of control, and all that stuff is just going on and on and on. Now, right before I came on, and I had seen some of this, but I had seen the dead senator in Arkansas, who was a Trump partisan. She was found wrapped in a blanket in her home, and the neighbor heard a gunshot a couple days earlier, but why they didn't call the cops or whatever. Linda Collins Smith. And she said that her remains were found Tuesday outside the home in Pocahontas. Property records shows that the home belongs to former state senator Linda Collins Smith and her ex-husband, retired circuit judge Philip Smith. Police state the crime lab still determining the cause of death, but the local rumor mill, not yet verified, claims that the senator died from a gunshot wound. From what I understand, she did die from a gunshot wound. She was reportedly working on the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to expose, listen to this, allegedly expose the missing $27 million from DHS Child Protective Services from Arkansas agencies. These funds are allegedly being placed into trade, and the dividends are rumored to being filtered back to the Clinton Foundation or owned shell companies belonging to the Clinton Foundation. And the missing $27 million was discovered when it was revealed that DHS in Arkansas allegedly had two separate sets of books. It's allegedly connected to a federal grant that requires a specific number of children be removed. So they give a grant to remove kids from their families to meet the required quota so that they're able to renew the grant again each year. So they got to go in and bust up families, grab the kids, find something on the parents or something. Oh, you had guns in the home. Oh, yes, you see. So now, when it came out that the former senator, according to Al Turner article here, senator was involved in a Hillary Clinton-related investigation, a judge sealed the investigative files. Randolph County Prosecuting Attorney's Office announced Wednesday that Circuit Judge Harold Irwin had sealed the documents and statements obtained by police. Well, there, Judge, old Judge Harold Irwin, Circuit Judge, Randolph County, Arkansas, puppy to the root, Clinton boy to the bone, huh? Yeah. But you see, now, here's the real one. NYPD Assistant Chief Stephen Silks was found in an unmarked patrol car wearing civilian clothes Wednesday evening, 1 month before he would turn 63 and face mandatory retirement. He allegedly shot himself in the head with the gun reportedly discovered beside him. He was also very closely and heavily involved in the investigation of the laptop seized from former Congressman Anthony Weiner, which allegedly held volumes of Hillary Clinton email evidence on it. Silks was deeply committed to the job, and Silks reportedly submitted his mandatory retirement papers the day before. So then he goes out and kills himself, and then a month later he's going to get the golden parachute, the golden pension. He would get a high-level pension as assistant chief in New York City. His family lives out of state. He's not married. He absolutely lived for the NYPD. He was admired and loved by everybody he worked with. He was aged out. He's the kind of guy who would have served until he died of natural causes. So, ladies and gentlemen, you see, if he oversaw this. Now, the laptop is alleged to have contained numerous emails from Hillary Clinton during her time as Secretary of State, and numerous files in a folder in Anthony Weiner's laptop titled Insurance Policy. which reportedly contain extraordinary details about child sex rings operated by and for the use of high-ranking government officials nationwide. Ultimately, that laptop had to be turned over by NYPD to the FBI, which allegedly lost it. Why, of course. Then let's go back to the Franklin cover-up in Lincoln, Nebraska, and all of that. Ladies and gentlemen, these Luciferian scum are just incredible. Now, William Binney, Bill Binney, who was in about 2000 or 2001, he was the guy that created the giant program, or created the program that would be able to look in and use facial recognition and use all kind of sensing software and stuff in the net, on the telephone, on the sat phones, on the emails, etc., to locate terrorists. I've told you in the past, get the movie Snowden and watch that movie. Well, Benny is the one who created that. But he wanted to focus it on terrorists and people who were actually getting ready to do something, create an act of terror in the United States. He did not want to expand it and make that for every single person in the entire United States, and with the NSA's capability, basically, to with the other parts of the group, the Five Eyes, Canada, GCHQ in Britain, Canadian intelligence, Australian, and New Zealand. Between all of them, they can capture all of the signal intelligence in the world. The seven seas, you know what I'm saying? All of that kind of bit. And they do already what Huawei is trying to do. So you see how this is. Why am I talking about all of this too? Because we are in a spot where we're headed to what the old hawk used to say, they're all headed towards Function Junction, okay? You got all kind of Casey Jones type trains with the full load of coal on, and old Casey Jones now, as well as drinking moonshine, is hopped up on methamphetamine, and he's got the hammer down, man, and they're all headed toward the same Function Junction. I would include in that the weather warfare. Now, some people still need to understand the full capability of the weather warfare. And of that, it's just not chemtrails or contrails or, particulate trails. It is, when you start to really look into it, all kind of things. It is scalar interferometry, scalar interferometers, or atmospheric heaters, or sometimes called the Tesla howitzer, the Tesla dome, which you can create a dome, a structure, okay? Or you can create a column of energy that when an actual storm is headed towards it, it splits the storm and goes around it, and then after that target is passed by, then it forms back up. Where do they do that? They do that at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base all the time, except the other night, which should tell you that this was a thing that was, in a sense, an act of war, but maybe an act of war allowed to happen. Now, it did not hit the base, but it hit base housing. All those tornadoes in Ohio. All of that crap has been created. And it still is being created. And I've told you where to go. The Mimic, M-I-M-I-C. And let's just see if we can. I'm going to quote this again. For those who don't look at it, you ought to look at it about two or three times a day. Because if you do, and you look at different domains. Let's see here. Where we're at. Let me pull this thing up here. Okay. Let's see. It's out of the University of Wisconsin. And I was turned on to this by some people who were showing me this, that how you could look at it. When I started really looking at it, I could start to see the electromagnetic signatures were visible. It's not the true purpose of it officially, but this is what can be seen. But you got to look at it 2-3 times because it changes. And okay, here we go. TRO, it's tropics. Let's see, tropic, let's see, where is it? Come on, get down there. Tropic, TROPIC dot SSEC dot WISC dot EDU. So that's Wisconsin. And then you go to that. You go to that, and I'm just going to go to it right now just to give you a clue. Of course, I picked the wrong one, but that's all right. Let's see. You go on the color scale. You want the NRL color scale, okay? The layer you want to look at, you can look at all the various layers because you got a real-time product view. It says Mimic. Dash TPW version 0.2M. I like the TPW layer. Okay. The first one, and it'll be purple and blue and different colors, but the first domain that I like to look at is North America because that's where we're at. So I'm going to look at North America right now and let's see what we see. Oh, I see off the coast of British Columbia, a big electromagnetic bar that is coming in and flashing in and pushing energy, creating a tunnel to try to drag the Pacific energy into British Columbia, it looks like, which is trying to, I think, take it over to Alberta where the fires are. Now, that would be a logical thing to do, but they're not logical necessarily. Now, I also was watching earlier yesterday, and I talked to my old buddies down at the crossroads. Hello to all my LEO buddies down there. And there was one of these things coming in and pushing moisture into the Gulf of Mexico. Going up and nailing Houston with about, I think, 6-8 inches of rain, which they don't need any more rain, you see. So now that's an interesting one to see right there. So that's going on now. You also, what you want to do, the time span, I like to make it for the latest 24 hours. The animation is HTML5 or whatever. But the next domain you can look at, and I always look at this, is North Atlantic. Because then you can see Europe and the Canary Islands and all of that. You can see the coast of Spain, Portugal, the coast of Africa, where a lot of things get nailed out of Africa. And they're coming out of Africa is an energy construct pushing moisture towards, and that's pushing it straight across the northern part of South America and trying to get it over on the Pacific side. So they've already hit the center with Houston again, and then that's transferring and going on up. The same kind of pattern we had the other day for about a month. So there's another one there. So anyway, I suggest that you look at it, tropic.ssec.wisc.edu. and play around with it and see it about 3 to 4 times a day. But all of these scalar technologies and the heat and cold dudding, and this is out of an article called Scalar Wars, Weaponization. And this is out of Bibliotech, APLEYADES.net. Bibliotech of Pleiades.net. Scalar Tech, and it's called Weaponization. And it says you got to get a basic understanding of scalar waves is to have the imagination suddenly to run wild as all the implications and possibilities regarding warfare fall into place. One realizes with a certain horror that the world has totally changed and that there are some very fearsome possibilities. Remember, it says here, the power for these weapons comes from the time domain. The power for the scalar weapons comes from the time domain, longitudinal electromagnetic waves in the vacuum of empty space, and the power is tremendous and mind-boggling, okay? There's a question, and this they're asking, Tom Bearden. And this is all excellent here. Just incredible information. I've read some of this to you before. Now, from my other source, if you remember, we've talked about this. They also have now directed energy, modulated, command and control, cause and effect, electromagnetic, multi-purpose device, capable also of affecting any electrical or electronic component of a system, and even, i.e., that which would run a person. We have electrical components, right? Brain, neurons, you see, synapses, you know, nerve endings, which runs a person, machine, or component of the same, and that there is an escalatory spiral of use that the people at the highest levels of the NSA and various other are very much concerned, the patriot ones, of a tit-for-tat war by opposing factions. And that would also include factions within the United States military and government, too. Do you recall I also read to you in the past and talked about it? It's a weather, the force multiplier. We own the weather by 2025. That is an Air Force document and publication. And then that is just talking about in general. It was put out a number of years ago. But now all of this stuff is coming to fruition. And then I believe it was Dane Wigington, who's a good writer. Let's see. He had a... article about, where is that? Okay, geoengineering. This was at shtfplan.com the other day. Look for the headline, Geoengineering. It was on June 4th, Waging Weather Warfare on World Populations. And he says here, it was originally published by Dane Wigington, at his geoengineeringwatch.org, Waging Weather Warfare and World Populations. And he says that the so-called climate chaos, climate change, environmental catastrophe is the absolute epitome of unbridled hubris. The ongoing global geoengineering assault has placed our planet under a state of siege. The thriving word we have formerly known is no more. Excuse me. The thriving world we have formerly known is no more. We are accelerating at blinding speed, listen to this, towards a completely new and unimaginably challenging reality. And what we do to expose and cut and halt the weather warfare assault. So he's basically talking about the climate engineering is mathematically the most destructive form of anthropogenic activity unleashed on the biosphere. So, what occurs is what NASA calls man-made cirrus or jet cirrus is an actual clouds, is an actual admission of something unnatural and artificial. And he says, no natural weather is a clearly within a simple tutorial school about weather modification and much more. So, he says, no natural weather, introduction to geoengineering 101. It's a book at Amazon.com. Ladies and gentlemen, about 90% of the weather is all controlled on this planet. Get the movie Snowden and also get the movie Geostorm. We are not in granddad's wars anymore. The war is ongoing and it's a weather war. Now, we started out with Wheels Within Wheels and we talked about Empire Beneath the Ice, Brother Quayle, didn't we? And the Nazis, Operation High Jump, all of that stuff. But if you go and look and you read up and you understand that Wernher von Braun and Oberth and all of those people, the Nazi scientists, you see, that they, I remember von Braun and some others said, where did you get all this stuff? We had help. You see, I believe it was in the Harz Mountains that they first came upon a craft. And then in Brother Quayle's book, there's a whole section. I've read some of this to you in the past about all of the different types of Nazi spacecraft. Like the Vril Jenites Flugmaschine, okay? Or, oh yeah, the Crash Saucer. Yes, the Crash Saucer was out of the Harz Mountains. And they were the first in history to attempt to reverse engineering of a non-terrestrial spacecraft based upon persistent reports of a crash discovered in the Schwarzwald, the Black Forest near Freiburg in 1936. And so then they made the Schriever Flugkreisel. Okay. The Mieta disc. They had all kind of stuff. And then the Hanibal 1, the Hanibal 2. And then we had a massive Hanibal 3. And then they had Nazi, had laser and ray weapons, okay? And they had them on these craft. Now, up at beforeitsnews.com, and I sent it to some people that I communicate with periodically or email me, and I sent up Brother Quayle. I don't know if he had a chance to put it up, but he's familiar with all of it because his book, Empire Beneath the Ice, How the Nazis Won World War II, has been talking about this all along. If you don't have that book, you ought to get it because it'll also tell you a lot more of what's going on and what's coming. And all of these items that are there, and it would tell you about what might be on the moon. And what might already be on Mars and other places. But would also tell you that there are those who would be in other factions that may be on the U.S. side as well. That would fight these people. Because there are Luciferians and there are those who still believe in the Lord Jesus. And our Father in Heaven. but they have a different understanding of technology. There are aliens, and then there are also fallen angels. Then there are hybrids. There are aliens, hybrids with humans. Obviously, fallen angels already produced the Genesis 6 giants and others, and all of the extraordinary genetic scientists, genetic science, and all of the chimeras, and all of the half this and half that. Brother Quayle's book, Angel Wars, I even assisted him in helping him to get a lot of images to send to him to include in it, all kind of images of all the, you know, half this, half that, the centaurs, the minotaurs, the grippons, they're all the different things, the nagas, all the different animals that are half this, half that. And one of the things that always is talked about at Area 51, and also at Dulce in particular, in Dulce there's a level where they have cages with genetic experiments that might be half man and half, I don't know, duck or half chicken or half lion or whatever. You ever heard of the lion men of Moab? Okay. You see all of these ancient Sumerian tablets, and stelas and stuff, what they have, the pictographs of the various gods or Anunnaki, and a lot of them have bird heads, don't they? Like the Ibix, you know, that's thought. You know, there's eagle heads and all kind of stuff, you know. Ra, you know, the Egyptian god. Falcon head, right? Sun god. In the midst of all of this, you see, we've got all of these ancient technology floating around. You got Antarctica back in the mix. And in this, beforeitsnews.com, I guess they got an article they wrote there. And let's see, I don't know, let's see if I've got that article here. And that article is talking about these two videos that I believe Wren's put up on Wren's, R-E-N-S-E site. And the thing that is there is two videos, apparently, which I've seen about, watched them about four times. But the videos are at this site, and this is at beforeitsnews.com/V3Alternative. That's what it's called. And the title of the article is Video of German Flying Saucers in 1939. They lied about everything. And this particular film has some still show photos in it. But it apparently has some newly found actual films or video, not video, but it's on video, but it's films from the era where they're actually showing a Hanabu test flight and some of the other craft in actual action or flying. So if you need to go up there, go to beforeitsnews.com and look for the article, Video of German Flying Saucers in 1939. They lied about everything. It was up there Wednesday, June 5th. It was up yesterday, okay? And then that apparently has got the videos came off of Wrens.com. Now, we talk about war and terrorism as well. Because what are we doing? We've got Ordo Ab Chao. They're creating the chaos. And the devil would just love the chaos, you see. And that is coming up. And we have then a guy an American, trying to drive through a border station, and he's got two Chinese in a hidden compartment in his truck. Two Chinese men. Now, who the heck are they? Are they some Bruce Lee? Not Bruce Lee, but Jet Li, you know? Secret agent man of the Red Chinese type people? Because he was in a snakehead that got shot by the Border Patrol police. But at the same time, all of these things are going on. And you got all the MS-13, all of them down there, ready to go, to come and come up the border. All right? Now, I'll tell you what. If you want to keep old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do, you can contact me and email me at RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. But if you want to keep me in the game, if you can send anything, Federal Reserve note, silver dollar, silver ounce, whatever, silver dime or quarter, piece of gold, a check of money order, send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And help me stay in the old game and striking blows for the Lord Jesus against his enemies. And letting you know as best I can about what to do to prepare. And the Lord has told us in Matthew 24 and in Matthew 25, he gave the prescription of preparation to prepare for Matthew 24. As well as Luke 21, where there's an aspect of it that, you know, they're going to, who's going to betray you? It's going to be your parents and your friends and your relatives and your brethren, you see. And some of you, they'll be caused to be put to death. So I'm telling you, you'd better prepare like there is no tomorrow, because the tomorrow is getting a little shorter and we're at the point, not of the end, but we're already in the beginning of sorrows, and then we're going to reach a point to where, you know, what's Matthew 24 say? If the flesh, if the time were not shortened for the elect, then no flesh would be saved. So there you go. All right. Now, let's say a prayer tonight. I'd like to pray for somebody who's 90 years old, but it's, her name is Aunt Bunny. And it's a good friend of the show's godmother. She's been put in hospice due to heart failure along with every other organ. And then the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, this is kind of interesting here. It's just a very sad story, is that the cousin, who was the only child, she's been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And then she also has multiple sclerosis. And her dad is 90 and has senility as well. So I'm going to pray this prayer tonight. Lord Jesus, go to these people, and if it be thy will, Lord Jesus, then reverse and restore their health, if nothing else but for a brief respite. And comfort those of their family. But I also know, Lord Jesus, that sometimes in this day and age, that is the time that our Father in heaven is calling people home, calling them to heaven. So I would pray the Lord's Prayer, you see, in their behalf. Now, I also have another prayer request, and God bless B and M for your family here. This is just a lot to take, but I'll say a prayer for you and for B as well. B and M, very good people. They're my buddies who let me know about the fires and all the stuff. But their area was protected by the Lord up on their hill, their road. So I would say, Lord Jesus, will you go right now to B and M? Would you go to M, and would you touch her heart and to give her the peace of mind to know that you will do all you can for her relatives, and that if not, that they will have their place with you in heaven. And they'll have everlasting life with you, Lord Jesus. And I pray that you would put and take the burden off of M with her family here and understand that she needs uplifting and the ability to see that there is a plan to this and that you're calling them home. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. Now here's somebody else. There's a man, Stephen Barker of Virginia. An honorable man, a military veteran, former LEO, and a grandfather. He is getting great pain in his feet. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. And is now talking about fitting him for a wheelchair. Lord Jesus, will you send a miraculous effect upon Stephen Barker? Will you send him a medical miracle to restore his ability to walk? Stephen B. of Virginia, a military man, honorable man, which I'm being told here, would you restore his ability to walk? In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And oh, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, there's all kind of people out there that need our help, but I'm going to say this. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights and your home and all of it. Protect your children and get that firearm, the chunky soup, the NPC gear, and get ready to experience all of it. Or tells you about Matthew 24. I'm going to talk some more about the spacecraft and that stuff because Brother Quayle's got this upcoming thing. Go to stevequayle.com and take a look at it. May the Lord protect you against all evil. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.